Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go. John chapter 21, verse 18 through 19. The Lord Jesus said this to warn Peter about the hardships he was to face. Peter was martyred and crucified by Emperor Nero in the year 67. Unlike Jesus, Peter was crucified upside down because he believed that he was not worthy to die in the same way that Jesus did. The piece of art that I chose is the crucifixion of St. Peter. Since I'm a Catholic, this piece especially caught my eye. It was painted in the 1600s by a man named Sebastian Bourdon. Sebastian Bourdon was born on February 2, 1616 in Montpellier, France, and died on May 8, 1671. Bourdon was a Protestant. I find this very interesting and quite ironic because his painting, The Crucifixion of St. Peter, was frequently used in the Catholic Church's anti-Protestant campaign. The faces and body language of the onlookers seemed puzzled. The two men just to the right of the statue looked to be asking, "Why is this happening?" In the bottom left corner is a woman praying, and just above her, two men pulling the cross upright. In the top middle, you see two angels holding palms and what could be a crown of thorns. Why are they there, and do the crown and palms signify anything? I think Bourdon is trying to remind us of the death of Jesus. When I first looked at this piece of art, my eyes were directly drawn to St. Peter and the anguish on his face. But after making several observations, I find myself looking at the statue of Jupiter. The two men on the horseback, particularly the soldier, seem to be pointing toward the statue, and right below Jupiter is a bird who seems to be fixing its gaze at the statue. Did Bourdon do all of this on purpose? And if so, why? After observing this, it seems to me that he put more attention on the statue of Jupiter than Peter being crucified. All the observations and questions that fill my mind while looking at this painting leave me wishing that Sebastian Bourdon was still around for me to ask. This is Parker Davies with another Bulldog Podcast.